The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, things are hotting up in Israel, are they not?
Things are. Not the weather, though. We've had two lovely days. It's gone back to being cold. But I suppose we can't ask for a hat trick if we've got the COVID situation going on, the political situation going on. But very importantly, we hope that all of you in South Africa are doing well, stay safe, and staying healthy.
Yeah, that we absolutely are. Still got a long way to go. 10 more days. It's challenging. What can I tell you? But yeah, that's why it's so interesting to talk to you, because you're ahead of the curve, Rolene. What really fascinates me is your Minister of Health.
It fascinates us too, and not necessarily in a positive way. But let's look at where we currently are with the COVID-19. We have 8,611 confirmed cases. Out of that, 56 fatalities, and at least 12 of them come from assisted living facilities, which is a big concern for us. 107 people are on ventilators, and 546 have recovered fully, including the Natbag or Ben Gurion airport worker, who was one of the first patients to fall ill with COVID-19. Having said that, the cabinet moved today to put stricter measures in place. So as of tomorrow afternoon, and as we approach Pesach, at least until Friday, there will be almost full lockdown in Israel. You will not be allowed to move between cities at all. And of course, we have the controversy surrounding the ultra-Orthodox communities and appeals from both President Rivlin and our Health Minister Litzman, who himself is infected with COVID-19, to not blame the whole community on the actions of a few. And a lot of criticism for the leaders of the Haredi community for how they've handled this. The statistics of infections are extremely, extremely high, which has prompted Israel to lock down at least 8 cities, including Modi Inilit, Tiberias, Elad, Migdal HaEmek, Beitar Ilit, and also part of Beit Shemesh. Along with that, there'll be quite a lot of neighborhoods in Jerusalem that will be locked down, including, you know, the more religious neighborhoods like Ramot and Mea Shearim, because of the high levels of infection.
Is this causing a schism in your society? Is this going to aggravate the Haredi secular divide when all this is over?
I think that it possibly could. There already is a big schism between the secular and the ultra-Orthodox. You know, at the end of last week, just before we went off air for the week, we spoke about the fact that the IDF, some of the paratroopers brigade, and what's quite interesting is they've been handed a circular how to communicate with the Haredi, to speak to them in Yiddish, because, you know, they speak Yiddish, not necessarily Hebrew or English, to lock down Bnei Brak. And right now there are some about 700 troops working there to try and bring in food, medicine, and necessities, but also to evacuate nearly 5,000 of the elderly to places where they can be isolated, and to try and guard against anybody leaving their homes except for necessary activities like shopping for food and medicine. And also, Israel has strengthened the army presence at about 450 elderly facilities around the country to make sure that we can keep our elderly as safe as possible. The vast majority of those who have passed away are elderly, are people over the age of 70. So it's an absolute imperative now to keep them safe and sound. We've got about 18,000 soldiers working with police across the country to take care of vulnerable communities, including the ultra-religious and the elderly. The criticisms that Litzman faces is that, you know, he did not, first of all, estimated that he got COVID-19 because he flouted his own laws about social distancing.
Yes.
The other is that he hasn't that he's treated his community differently. He hasn't cracked down on making sure that the vital information has been disseminated. You know, we have to remember that this is a community that doesn't have access to TV or to smartphones or to internet. You know, these are considered trafe or immodest, and therefore it really needs the cooperation of leaders, the rabbonim or the rabbis, in those communities to make sure that their communities are educated and are prepared. I think that it's estimated that nearly every single family has somebody who is suffering from COVID-19. So we are doing everything we can, and this is also in line with some of the directives coming from the Defense Ministry, in that they want to establish where the areas of high infections are so that they can isolate those areas. Today we had news coming in from both Austria and Germany that Austria on the 14th of April, Germany on the 19th of April are possibly going to start lifting their restrictions, you know, obviously with very, very strong mechanisms to make sure that nothing is spread. And I think that this is the goal of Naftali Bennett, our defense minister, that at least if we can get the curve flattened, that we can isolate areas and start to get people and society back to some kind of normality. What that normality is going to be, we don't know. And obviously with Pesach coming up this week, it's a huge concern. Pesach coming up, Easter coming up, Ramadan starting soon. It's sure. a big concern how we maintain the social distancing. But one thing that has warmed my heart, our national treasure, our country's Saba, the magnificent Reuven Rivlin, issuing a directive today for all Israelis. He says everybody from lone soldiers to Saba and Safda, to everybody, to please come onto their balconies if they have them at 8:30 on Wednesday night on Erev Pesach. If we can't have Lila Seder, which is what we call the Seder meal with our families, and remember Israel only does one night, then at least we can sing Manishtana, the four questions, all together, solidarity. And I think this will go a long way to making sure that many people, especially our Sabim v'Saftot, who are all alone in their homes, feel a little less alienated.
I totally, totally hear you and understand that. Roli, thank you for clarifying that issue about the Haredim and the issue of communication, because I must admit that I was kind of thinking, was this intransigence? Well, I can't get that word out properly. Was it just I don't give a damn because I'm not part of your society? But when you explained it as you did, they actually have no way of knowing. They just do not have access to the media.
And I think we have to be very careful to not lump everybody in with the actions of a few. Yes, there are a few who are flouting the rule of law. There have been several arrests of people holding minyans or prayer services in contradiction of the laws of social distancing. And that's a few. I think we have to be very, very careful today to not blame an entire community. And, you know, everybody is on edge at the moment. We're all emotional. We're looking for places to apportion blame, whether it's for the start of the virus or the global pandemic, or whether it's elements within society that are seen to not be following social distancing norms. And it's not just the ultra religious. We've had secular people all around the world heading to the beaches and the pubs and you know, the parks, because they think they perhaps are immune. You know, when we're told to stay home, it's for a reason. Listen to the doctors. Listen to the healthcare professionals. They are the ones whose guidance we need to follow very, very strictly right now.
Roline, let's move on to politics. What's happening in the world of the Israeli Knesset?
Well, it looks like we're moving a little bit closer to a unity government. Earlier today, Benny Gantz threatening the Likud with political action, whatever that means, if they don't sign the coalition agreement soon. And we've just had in that Benny Gantz has agreed to bend on some of the annexation requests, but he is not bending on judges that will be appointed. And of course, you're getting comments from across the aisle. You've got the Meretz and Joint saying or calling him a traitor. You've got settler groups like the Yesha Council saying, you know, that Netanyahu needs to start these annexations, you know, within the month. I think this is going to be a very, very contentious issue. But one thing is important underneath all of this is that there is an imperative for Israel's government to get together and to get together fast.
Rolene Marks, it is 5:30. Thank you for the input, as always. And, are we going to chat again tomorrow?
Cannot wait. Stay safe and healthy, everybody, and stay home.